Welcome to Everything Belongs, a podcast for those living, creating, leading, and thriving while in the deep end of life. I'm your host, Madison Morgan, leadership coach, creative consultant, and speaker. I coach soulful visionaries and go-getting mavericks who desire to create art of their lives and take their work both deeper and higher. In this show, I'll be bringing you an overflow of conversations with my favorite thought leaders, teachers, healers, and creatives who inspire me to live more fully in my own power, worth, and wholeness, along with offering some episodes where I share my own practical insights, behind-the-scenes peeks into my process, and tools I use on my own journey. There will not be much we shy away from here because at this table, everything belongs. Therefore, you can expect me to ask the uncomfortable, juicy questions. You can expect that you'll hear people you disagree with on the podcast and maybe even ideas you've never previously considered. I trust you with your own discernment as we take this deep dive. You can expect to laugh, cry, learn, and be challenged by the guests as they share their diverse experiences and views of the world. It's my hope through learning to see that all of it belongs that you will develop a more sovereign way of holding yourself so you can playfully go after the life, relationships, and career you are made for, to let all parts of yourself have a seat at the table, to lead and create from your deepest truth and become your own source of validation, all because you finally know you're worthy of it. All that's required to get started, that you show up curious and willing. Let's dive in. Hello, loves. I am coming to you today with an impromptu solo episode that I wasn't planning on turning into an episode. It'll be short because I just really wanted to riff on this topic. I shared this on social media already, and the topic is the way that women and femmes relate to one another, especially people in mentor, coach, therapist, influencer type roles. I've been having a lot of conversations with my peers, with my clients who are also peers, and with people in my life who hold space for other people, with women who hold space for other women. And we have been really talking about this patriarchal damsel in distress programming and the mature feminine being initiated into the ability to take care of ourselves, to really take responsibility for ourselves, to have sovereignty over ourselves, out of this idea that's, you know, fun and glamorous, although I think it can be really fun, but also to hand back projections of other people and to really see relational fuckery, as James Olivia Chu Hillman will say, to see it and name it, but do so with grace and hand people's stuff back. So I'm sharing this because I sat on this, I typed it out in the notes in my phone months ago, and it felt really relevant to share on social media when I did, and then it felt important for me to say it with my voice. So I'm recording it because for me, I wanted to say it with my voice, and I wanted it to come across in the way that I mean it to come across as someone might read it, because this is coming from a really grounded place within me, although I understand on social media it might not read the same way as I mean it. So I'm going to read it to you, and I hope it lands and gives you something to chew on. I am not your mother. Are you disappointed in a femme mentor, coach, therapist, friend, influencer, because they can't give you what you wish you could give yourself? Those who show the biggest amount of entitlement to my time, energy, and emotional labor, along with issues with me charging for my work or charging what I do charge for my work, and people who expect me to be perfect and who are angry when I'm not perfect, are usually the very people who received the programming that women, particularly femmes, need to be constantly giving for free, no matter what their personal boundaries, capacity, or personal lives entail. This exact programming that they want to be free from often demands that from other women. I often see this from my ex-evangelical sisters, like really, really heavily, because we were taught this in the church. This programming asks that women in leadership become our emotional mothers where our own mothers could not meet our needs. It asks that they model boundaries perfectly, but actually lack boundaries whenever we have wants or asks from them. This programming makes us angry and bitter for having to constantly perform our own niceness when other people take from us or drain us, yet it teaches us to do this to other people. This chronic overgiving and entitlement that someone else create the conditions of belonging, safety, and space for us, regardless if the person has capacity to do so, is the exact patriarchal programming that I no longer want to participate in. I want people to have access to the support that they need. I want people to feel safe. And when that support is mine or another woman's constant time, energy, attention to ensure someone else's happiness, transformation, and belonging, there might be some internalized patriarchal and damsel in distress programming that needs to be addressed. I view this dynamic as wildly contemptuous. It asks me to view myself as above you and you as powerless, helpless, and needing me. I don't consent to that. I don't, and I will not collude in the delusion of anyone else's powerlessness or lack of belonging. I know that I'm no one's savior. I'm no one's mother, and I'm definitely not a perfect one. I'm not the door greeter at your church here to offer some fabricated and fake version of belonging. I'm not the performer on stage here to give you an experience for your spiritual entertainment. I am a person who has expertise and high-level skill at depth coaching, which I know leads to true transformation in people's lives. I'm a person who loves creating and sharing from generosity. I love being generous. I'm a person who is deeply devoted to the people I work with and a person with a cap on how many people I can offer myself to. I am a person. All of the hurt that we have, all of our own unmotheredness, our need for safety and belonging are so tender and so important to treat with care. I really know this from lived experience, and I know that this journey is hard from lived experience. I understand how to treat those parts of myself and others with care. And there's a point I've learned in my leadership and my coaching and having a public platform where care is not caretaking. It's saying no. My deep care, my own sovereignty asks me to anchor into my own emotional maturity and hand it back. So loves, that is what I wrote and shared on social media. And thank you for letting me speak it out and share it with you on the podcast as well. I think as a leader, as a healer, as a coach, as someone who supports other people in their relationships to their own mothers, their businesses, and their life, it is so important to remind myself and to remind you that our own sovereignty and emotional maturity is such a gift to other people, the people that we lead, the people that we're in relationship with, because it says, I see you as competent, I see you as powerful, I see you as sovereign, and I love you in that way. And so when I'm saying these words, I'm not saying them to shame people who are in a place where they're asking other people to caretake them. I've certainly done that, and I've projected all over my mentors in the past for not being able to meet my unmet needs from my childhood. And in grieving and in my own process and in realizing that I'm who I'm looking for to protect me, I'm who I'm looking for to advocate for me, I'm who I'm looking for to meet all of my needs and to ask for my needs to be met, I've really accessed a level of my own power and my own leadership and my own sovereignty and my own mothering energy that I can meet myself where I feel like my capacity for my clients has grown. I feel like my capacity for my partner has grown. I feel like my capacity for my friendships has grown. My capacity for difference has grown. My capacity for business has grown. My capacity for money has grown. Like really, honestly, all of my life has really shifted since, I guess you would say, being initiated into the mother energy, which is no joke. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't pretty or easy, and sometimes it's still not. But I'm so thankful for those who modeled this for me and who taught me to hold space for other people as they are, but not caretake them in the process. And I really want to name Holly Kreps as one of the people who really comes to mind here. Also, Steph Jagger is someone who is a longtime coach for me in this. And I really see holding this space. I have an episode with Steph if you care to listen. Also, someone that I'm adjacent to online and who teaches in my programs is Sarah Durham Wilson on the mother spirit. And I feel that she owns this and I've seen her model this as she teaches in my spaces. So there are a number of people I could name, but Holly being one of those people and Steph being one of those people personally, and then a number of friends who've modeled this for me and have just witnessed me but not caretaken me. Goodness, what a gift. What a gift. Thank you for tuning in to Everything Belongs. If you loved this episode, please subscribe and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app so that others might find this podcast too. You can find the show notes and find out more about today's guests by going to madisonmorgan.com/podcast. And before you go, I want to tell you about Everything Belongs, the membership. For only $17 a month, join my monthly workshop gatherings that will serve as a playground and sacred circle to learn and explore a spirited life fully expressed in your worth, wholeness, and power. Members will have the opportunity to vote on podcast guests, pick workshop topics, send in questions to be answered live on the call, get a monthly journaling PDF, and members-only access to all of my coaching programs. If you're looking for a place to ground, gather, play, and explore all of the conversations shared here on Everything Belongs, then this is a space for you. For more information, go to madisonmorgan.com/membership. And if you're not following and chatting with me over on Instagram, please go do that now and DM me and let me know your favorite part of this episode. I cannot wait to hear from you. And until next time, remember that curiosity can be a portal to a rich life where everything truly belongs. See you next time.